Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Shining, the story of a lucky man, written by Abdi Aden and Robert Hillman, and read by Jacob Warner, with the first and final chapters read by Abdi Aden.
There are moments in our lives, maybe almost forgotten, that much later begin to shine so brightly that they throw a light over everything we have ever done. A day is coming when I will have the good fortune to speak for hours about Australia and Australians. A day when I will become an Australian citizen, buy a house and start a family in one of my new country's great cities. Win some praise for the work I do in migrant communities. But on the day of Ma'alin Yusuf's question, a life in Australia is as far from anything I can imagine as living on the moon or the bottom of the sea.
My East African paradise is a very local Eden. Away from Medina, from my home and school, Somalia is becoming a land of warring tribes. President Barre's regime, socially progressive at first, has lapsed into negligent disregard of the people it rules. There is no commitment to any national agenda within the government. Every minister, every member of parliament jealously guards the interests of his particular tribe and clan. Corruption has spread to such an extent that it's impossible to run a business, build a house, or even buy a car without paying off a number of government stooges. The bitterness and resentment felt by the chieftains of every tribe and clan has become so entrenched by 1985, 16 years after the putsch that gave Somalia to Siad Barre, that militias are arming themselves to the teeth with foreign aid money, channeled down by ministers and army commanders. During the years of Barre's rule, the institutions that support a secure civil society with an elected parliament have had their authority eroded. The judiciary is owned by influential ministers. Censorship makes it impossible to even talk about a free press. For years, Barre has made sure only members of his own tribe have had positions of power. My dad lost his job as a head nurse at Mogadishu's biggest hospital because he was Rahawane. That's why he now works as a chef. In other parts of the world, the Somali government, which is really no more than a corrupt military dictatorship, has earned a reputation for running a type of slaughterhouse in Somalia. My country has one of the worst human rights records in Africa. As early as 1987, warlords are plotting my murder, and the murder of thousands of other Somali kids like me.